Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Congress also held hearings yesterday on oversight of compounding centers. To discuss those hearings, we're joined by Harvard political science professor Daniel Carpenter, who specializes in regulatory law. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, there were a lot of questions raised yesterday, and we're all learning a lot about compounding pharmacies. What did you take away from these hearings?
There is now somewhat of a partisan dispute over whether there needs to be a change in the law. The Republicans in the House were basically saying that the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act, the FDA's basic enabling law, gives them the authority, and this was a fault of the agency for not stepping in sooner. Commissioner Hamburg, on the other hand, was saying basically, no, the law is not clear. NECC actually contested the FDA's authority to regulate these pharmacies.
You know, during the congressional hearing, we didn't hear all that much about the state's role overall. And while this may be a gray area, there certainly are a lot of questions about the way the State Board of Pharmacy handled this and what happened despite various complaints against the New England Compounding Center. And during yesterday's hearing, Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey praised the Patrick administration for how it's handled this so far. Do you think that, given the circumstances, the state has done a good job?
I'm a little mixed on this. I mean, one thing that they certainly have done is that they fired the previous Massachusetts Department of Public Health commissioner. At the same time, there's a structure in place in state governments that kind of presents a conflict of interest, where the State Board of Pharmacy often includes a member on their state board from some of the very companies that are being regulated. NECC had members on the state board.
But what we've heard from state officials so far is that essentially a lot of this fell to the pharmacy board and not the top members of the board. They are staff members who maybe didn't inform the board of exactly what was going on. Is that typical?
That's tough to say. It's clear that there were memoranda that were passed from other states' boards, such as Colorado, to members at the Massachusetts Commission, that were not forwarded to the top, or at least when they were forwarded to the top, were ignored in the past. If it is typical, it could be that they simply just don't have enough workers on the job.
There have been a few things discussed about trying to improve the situation. Should the FDA take over complete authority for these compounding facilities? And Attorney General Martha Coakley also has proposed increasing the penalty under state corporate manslaughter laws. Right now, apparently, the fine is $1,000, and those laws have not been amended since 1819. Would either of those things improve the situation, do you think?
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about the need for increased criminal penalties here, and I think actually that gets into a global health problem. There are a lot of pharmacies and drug companies around the world where there are quality problems, but not everywhere on the planet are there stiff criminal penalties for negligent production of deadly medicines like this. And of course, in a globalized world, production is probably going to flow to the places where the criminal penalties are the weakest. So Massachusetts, I think, in order to prevent itself from becoming a venue for production of places like this, probably does need to stiffen its criminal penalties.
Mm-hmm. And the FDA needs to take over as well?
For clear interstate commerce infractions, where, again, these compounding pharmacies are no longer operating at the local level but are operating at the national level, it's quite clear that you need an agency with vast resources, better informatics, and, again, clear legal authority.
What do you wish you would have heard federal or state officials answer about all of this during the testimony yesterday?
At some level, I think Commissioner Hamburg could have been clearer that the court in particular have construed her agency's authority narrowly and have created this gray area. And the reason for Congress to clarify the law here is not so much that there's an existing gray area in the statute or that the FDA is uncertain. It's really that the courts have created a gray area in the law. And that's exactly the role of Congress in such a situation, to clarify the statutes so that the courts can also convey a clear meaning as to what the law says.
Daniel Carpenter, political science professor at Harvard University and author of the book Reputation and Power, Organizational Image and Pharmaceutical Regulation at the FDA. Thanks for being with us.